This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The 13th point is Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them. Both of them, besides being prophets of God, they were statesmen, or they were like kings. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was only a prophet of God. Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, both of them, besides being the prophets of God, they were head of state. They head the full state, which was not the case with Jesus, peace be upon him. Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, both of them were like kings. A king means a person who could give the punishment of life and death, which was not the case with Jesus, peace be upon him. Jesus, peace be upon him, says in the Gospel of John, chapter number 18, verse number 36, "My kingdom is not of this world." So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is like Moses, peace be upon him, and Jesus, peace be upon him, is unlike Moses, peace be upon him. "Only on this prophecy I shall raise him up a prophet from among thy brethren, like unto thee." Only this one point of the prophecy, that the prophet should be like Moses, peace be upon him, I've given no less than 13 similarities between Prophet Muhammad and Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and 13 dissimilarities between Jesus, peace be upon him, and Moses, peace be upon him. This prophecy does not befit anyone except the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The prophecy continues. "I shall raise them up a prophet from among thy brethren, like unto thee, and I shall put my words into his mouth, and he shall speak all that I command him." Almighty God says, "I shall put words into the mouth of this prophet, and he shall say all that I command him." The revelations were given to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was an unlettered, and whatever were he got, he repeated verbatim as though words were put in his mouth. For example, the first 5 verses of the Quran to be revealed were, "Ikra bismi rabbikal ladzi khalaq." Read, recite in the name of thy Lord who has created. "Khalaqal insana min alaq." Who has created men from something which clings, a leech-like substance. "Ikra bismi rabbikal ladzi khalaq. Khalaqal insana min alaq. Ikra wa rabbukal akram." Read, thy Lord is most bountiful. "Alladhi allama bil kalam. Allama insana ma lam ya'lam." Read, in the name of thy Lord who's most bountiful, who taught men the use of the pen, who taught men what he knew not. So whatever wahi he got, whatever revelation he got from Almighty God, he repeated verbatim as though words were put in his mouth. This was not the case with Jesus, peace be upon him. So this prophecy of Deuteronomy, chapter number 18, verse number 18, does not befit anyone but the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Only from this one verse of the Bible, book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 18, verse number 18, it is sufficient to prove that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a prophet of Almighty God. The prophecy continues. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 18, verse number 19, that whosoever does not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it from him. Some versions of the Bible say, I will take revenge. Almighty God is saying that, verily I say unto you, whosoever does not hearken unto his words, whosoever will not follow the words of this prophet, who will speak in my name, I will require it of him, I will take revenge. That means if you do not follow the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Almighty God is telling you in the Bible, I will take revenge. Any Christian who does not follow the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Almighty God is telling in the Bible, he will take revenge from you. The prophecy says, and whosoever will not hearken unto the words which he shall speak in my name, Almighty God is saying, if you do not heed the words of this prophet, who will speak in my name? And we know, in the last and final revelation of the Quran, which was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Every chapter of the Quran, except for Surah Tawbah chapter number 9, begins with the formula, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. It is fulfillment of the prophecy, whosoever will not hearken unto his words, which he shall speak in my name. Saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is far superior to saying in the name of God, because God is general. In the name of Allah, it's a proper noun. And whosoever shall not hearken unto his words, which he shall speak in my name. The name of Almighty God, and the proper name of Almighty God is Allah, not only in the Quran, also in the Bible. That's the reason when Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, when he was put on the cross. It's mentioned in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 15, verse number 34, and Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 27, verse number 46. When Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was put on the cross, on the 11th hour, he says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, so as to say, O God, why hast thou forsaken me? Alhamdulillah, in all the translations of the Bible, in all the versions of the Bible, irrespective of whatever language is translated into, English, Hindi, French, German, Portuguese, the original words of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, has been maintained. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. So as to say, then the translation says, O God, why hast thou forsaken me? I'm asking you a question. Does Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani sound like, O God, why hast thou forsaken me? Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Does it sound like, Jehovah, Jehovah, why hast thou forsaken me? Says no. Hebrew and Arabic are sister languages. If you translate Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani into Arabic, it is Allah, Allah, lama taraktani. It sounds similar. And if you read the Scofield's Bible, it says Allah means A-L-A-H, Allah, the name of God. Even Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he called Almighty God by Allah, not by God. The prophecy says, whosoever will not hearken unto his words, which he shall speak in my name. Almighty God is saying, my name, that is Allah. And every chapter of the glorious Quran, except for Surah Tawbah chapter 9, begins with the beautiful formula, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful.